Amen. Y'all can be seated for just a moment. Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord with you. Do want to reiterate a little bit on the announcements. So our fair is coming up. It's October 7th through the 12th. We don't have a lot of time left. So if you do want to help work it, please get your name on the list. If you would like to donate towards the fair supplies, that's just rice, seasonings, different things like that. There is a list out in the foyer, and on that list it'll have different things, Oreos, all those different things that we use during the fair. And if you would like to donate towards that, please sign up, put your name by what you would like to donate. Some of those have a lot of little lines underneath them because it's like 8 gallons of cooking oil. Well, you don't want to have to buy all 8 gallons. You can say, hey, I want to buy one or two, and put your name there in the quantity you want to buy. We are asking if you can get that to us by next Sunday. It's because the fair is, 2 days after that, we'll be setting up. So if you can bring it Thursday, that'd be great. But the latest Sunday, if we can get that here, that'll be a great blessing to your church. And what we do is we, and most of y'all know, we sell boudin, gumbo, jambalaya, fried pickles, funnel cake, all these different things at the fair. And those proceeds go towards our building fund, sometimes missionaries. It's went to different things throughout the year, but it helps fund our church. It helps fund our missionaries. And so it's a great blessing. If you can donate towards that, it'll cut on the church expense side. And so if you can, that'll be great. Blessing to your church. So I do want to honor Pastor in his absence and thank him for the opportunity to be able to come and once again preach, amen, behind this desk. I don't take it lightly. It is a privilege. It is an honor. And I'm thankful for it. I want to give honor to Sister C as well. And I'm hoping they are getting some rest and relaxation. I have gotten to contact him just a few times, or he's talked to me a few times. I've tried not to bug him at all, except for when he contacts me. And he sent me pictures and little different things, and they're having a great time. And so it's well needed. And so I'm thankful for that. So I want to honor him and Sister C. If we could all stand. And turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 6 and 7. And then we'll be jumping to Galatians. First Corinthians chapter 3. Beginning at verse number 6, and we'll read through 7. It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Jumping to Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9. Galatians 6 and verse number 9. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you, God. I ask you, Lord, to minister in this service like only you can, Lord. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I'm so thankful for this day. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Bless in your name. Amen. You may be seated. And I'd like to preach from this thought. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. The definition of harvest is the act of reaping. Harvest refers to the physical act of cutting and gathering ripe grain and fruit from the fields. Another definition says it like this. It's a season of joy and a provision. It was a time of abundant blessings, marked by joy and the provision of food for the people, as seen in biblical festivals like the Feast of the Harvest or the First Fruits. Another definition says God's provision. The harvest was understood as a gift and product of God's work, necessitating human participation through planting and diligent labor. ultimately controlled by the Lord. And I want to just encourage the church tonight. It's harvest time. I know as a church, we have worked hard. We have fasted and we have prayed and we have served in many areas. We have sacrificed. We have plowed the ground and we have sowed the seed and we have watered. And I know it has not been easy. I know it has been hard at times, but I want to encourage you tonight that your faithfulness in this season is going to bring forth a great blessing. Your work has not been in vain. Amen. But it's harvest time. There's a harvest that's going to happen. Amen. And it's because of your faithfulness in laboring in the field. I want to encourage somebody tonight, amen, to keep sowing, to keep watering, to keep plowing, amen. It's harvest time, amen. Nacogdoches is not a burnover field, amen. The bus ministry is not just something on the wayside, amen, but it's harvest time. I believe that God, amen, is going to use this church to do great things and mighty things, amen. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 126 and verse number 5, they that sow in tears, shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And I know there's been a many a tears crying in prayer. I know that you've wept for lost souls. You've wept for backsliders. You've wept for the bus ministry, the children's church ministry, the Sunday school ministry. Hey, let me tell you something. Harvest is coming. The harvest is here. I want to talk to you about a story. It's called Naomi. Her name was Naomi Walker. She was a small town farmer in Georgia. Her family had worked the same patch of land for three generations. But times had changed over the years. Droughts, storms, and market crashes had stripped away much of what her parents had built. By the time Naomi took over the farm, the land was tired, the equipment was old, and the debt was high. Everyone told her to give up, sell the land, and move to the city. Even her siblings had left, but Naomi said something. But Naomi had something. They didn't. A word from God and a determination that no storm could uproot. She said, God gave me this land and he will give me a harvest in due season if I faint not. The first year her crop failed. The second year a flood washed away most of her seedling. The third year she battled illness and was weak when she couldn't even get out to the fields. Each year the bills piled up higher, but each year Naomi sowed again and again, never giving up, sometimes with tears, sometimes with barely enough seed, but always with faith. While others doubted, she prayed. When others walked away, she pressed in. Her hands were blistered, her heart often heavy, but she whispered through it all, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The fourth year, something shifted. Rains came, not too much, but just enough. The sun held steady. The soil, once dried, cracked, began to respond. And that year, Naomi saw growth she hadn't seen in over decades. Her crop flourished, not just enough for herself, but enough to bless others. Buyers came. Her farm made the local news. Even the bank that once threatened to foreclose offered her credit to expand. People asked, how did you make it through all these years? She smiled and said, I just kept sowing. I didn't see the fruit at first, but I trusted the process. Now it's time, amen, now it's harvest time. And I want to tell you today, you may not see the fruit, amen, but you just keep sowing. You just keep trusting the process. You just keep doing what you're doing. You just keep plowing. You just keep watering, amen, and trust the process because the harvest is here. I want to tell you, don't give up. Don't give in, but you just keep sowing. You just keep plowing. Amen. I said it just a minute ago. Nacogdoches is not a burnt field. Nacogdoches is not just gone and that's it. No more revivals are happening in the area. But I believe the greatest revival is yet to come. The greatest revival, amen, is right here at our doorstep. Amen. It's harvest time. Amen. I don't believe that the chairs and the, amen, that we have is going to be able to contain the revival that God's going to pour out. I believe we'll have to buy more and put out more. I believe that this building can't contain what God wants to do. I believe that we're going to have to start a building program across the parking lot. I believe that the harvest is going to be so great. Amen. Oh, that God's going to do a mighty work. It's harvest time. You know, I'm not just saying something, amen, that I don't believe. I believe that there's great revival in this city. I'm not just saying it just to make you hyped up or just to do something. No, no, no. There's great harvest that's going to happen. It's been prophesied. It's been said. Pastor's gotten word after word. Amen. And all we need to do is just jump on board. Amen. And keep plowing and keep pressing and keep sowing that seed. Amen. It's harvest time. What about the story found in Luke chapter 5? It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down thy nets. What Simon was saying is, we're tired. We fished and fished and fished and caught nothing. And some of you may be feeling that way. You've sowed seed and you've done this and you've done that and you're feeling tired and you don't see the reward of what you've done. Amen. But guess what? Just listen to the Lord. Amen. There's fixing to come. Amen. A great harvest. Because Simon had faith, he said, nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, I'll let down my net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets broke. Amen. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and they filled both of the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, and the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when he had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want to encourage you tonight, amen, that it's harvest time. Amen. Just like in the story, amen, where they couldn't contain the catch. I don't believe that this building can contain, amen, what God is going to give us. Amen. We're going to be busting out at the seams, just like their nets were busting out. Amen. We're going to have to call on other folks. We're going to have to call on some more help. Amen. Because I believe that it's harvest time. I believe that there's a great revival fixing to happen in Nacogdoches, Texas. Amen. Not just for our little area right here, but I believe for our county, for our city, for our neighboring city. Amen. I'm not greedy. Amen. I want God to bless, amen, all of our surrounding churches. I want revival, amen, in our area, in our state. Amen. I'm believing, amen, that it's harvest time. I want to encourage, amen, you tonight, amen, to keep planting, to keep pushing. I want to encourage the church that the blessings of the harvest is going to be bigger than we could ever imagine. We need to get ready to put out more chairs, like I said. We need to get ready for a building program because this building can't contain the harvest God is going to give. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I want to encourage you tonight that breakthrough is here. It's harvest time. Let us bind together in working for the kingdom of God. It's harvest time. God is going to pour out his blessings. We just have to bind together, amen, and keep pushing and keep plowing and keep sowing. There are many stories in the Bible where God has blessed, and over again he has blessed. And I don't believe, amen, that the greatest time for Nacogdoches is over, but the greatest time is here. I believe that it's harvest time, and I want you to get on board with me, amen, as we work together, amen. We need to bind together in one mind and in one accord, amen, for this work. Amen. As I come to a close, if Sister Kristen would come. You know, we're living in the last days, and there's not much time. But the Bible does say that in the last days that he will pour out his spirit. Amen. And I'm believing for a great revival. I'm believing for God to pour out his spirit. Amen. And there's going to be a great revival. There's going to be a great awakening. There's going to be it's happening right now. Amen. With the events that are going on, people are turning from their sin and turning to him. Amen. Because one man died, it shook the whole world. Amen. How much more has to happen before God could shake you? Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight that it's harvest time. Don't give up. Don't give in, but keep plowing and keep pushing. I want to encourage the church tonight, amen, to keep working, to keep going. I want to lift your arms up and let you know you can make it and you can do it. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What an on-time God we serve. Woo! It's harvest time. Are you ready? It's harvest time. Are you ready? It's harvest time. Are you ready? Amen. I want you right now, amen, if you could pray for the chair next to you that's empty, amen, and begin to ask God to fill this building full, and begin to ask God to fill your seat next to you, because I believe that there's a great revival that's going to happen, but it's going to take us binding together, it's going to take us working together, amen, to see it happen. Lord Jesus, I ask you, God, to fill this church, to fill this building full, Lord Jesus, that we have to put out more chairs, and that we have to buy more and build more. Lord Jesus, fill these seats that are empty, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, do a work. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. It's harvest time. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if we could bind together right now, amen, and begin to pray for our city and begin to pray for our towns. Begin to pray for the town that you live in, your community. We have represented here Carthage, Cushing, Mount Enterprise, Douglas, Central, Pollock, Central Heights. We have so much represented here. I want you to pray right now. Amen. For your neighbors, for your city, for your area. Amen. It's harvest time. I want to say it like this, like Pastor says. I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed, but I want to bring somebody with me. But it's going to take laborers in the field. It's going to take work. If you want, you can come and pray. If you have a prodigal son or daughter, you can pray for them. If somebody's on your heart, pray for them. If a town is on your heart, pray for that town. I wonder if we could come and pray for just a moment. Holy
Ghost revival, revive us, Lord. Send down the rain. Fun to flood our thirsty souls. We need a Holy Ghost revival. Revive us, Lord. Open up the heavens, take control. We need a Holy Ghost revival. down the rain from heaven to flood our thirsty souls. We need a Holy Ghost revival. Revive us, Lord. Open up the heavens. Take control.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Watson, for the word today. The harvest is ready. But are we going to be willing to be the ones to go to our workplace, to our schools, to our community, and reap? Amen.